What's your biggest album? Talk about that.
Yeah, so when we got to learn music, you know, it was just like, our attitude, it was just like, it was kind of foul because of a lot of shit that happened in our life. It just really like, you know, it hard niggas up, like, in a negative way, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was our whole attitude with that album. Like, it was just at the point where we didn't give a fuck about nothing. We felt like we was left alone because we lost a lot of strength, we lost a lot of loved ones, and then we was like, damn, like, how we gonna... We just felt that, it was that feeling, like, how we gonna keep it moving now, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, these are the niggas that protect us and loved us, and, you know what I'm saying? Like, our family, like, and now they're gone. So our attitude was like, fuck everybody, fuck everything. Anybody try something, they're gonna die. Like, straight up and down. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna die. And that was our mind state when we made Love & Music. Like, straight up. For real. Like, that was an ill feeling. You know what I'm saying? Because we just felt lonely. You know what I'm saying?
Still.
You know, we had a team still. But, like I said, we lost a lot of strength out of the team, son.
You ever feel
so? And now we just left alone to handle everything. The rest of us was left alone. I'm sure all of us felt that way. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure Garfo felt that way. I'm sure Twin definitely felt that way. I'm sure Had definitely felt that way. You know what I'm saying? So we just felt alone. Like, damn, how are we going to do this? We got to go crazy almost to survive now. Because, you know, it's tough out there. You know what I'm saying? We doing shows in different hoods, in different states. We dealing with all kinds of niggas. And, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of, you know, our niggas just on some stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll wild out and start shooting at you, try to rob you, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is crazy out in the streets. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's real shit going on out here. Like, everybody don't, it's not a, like, a person like myself that won't flip on somebody when you have the opportunity. If you don't deserve it, like, I won't, if I have an opportunity, I'll leave you alone. A lot of people don't feel like that. They don't give a fuck about you and your safety or your opportunity or anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. You know what I'm saying? So we dealing with all that every day. Like, everywhere we go to a show, after party, we got to do autograph signings. And we in the hood, because that's our audience. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not in the malls of suburbia. We doing autograph signs in Baltimore, on the corner, in the little corner record store, in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Line down the block from all deep, you know what I'm saying? Just to get the autograph. We like, wow, this shit's crazy. I'm talking about, there's people online that look like they came and get some sneakers, you know what I'm saying? Or get a meal tonight, but they coming to buy an album, you know what I'm saying? That shit is bogged out, son. So it's like, we dealing with all this shit. And, you know, we gotta be careful, you know what I'm saying? So, that was just like the whole family making money music, you know what I mean? We was just at that point where we just lost a lot of care, and like, we just like, fuck it, man, whatever, man, whatever happened, whatever, we didn't give a fuck no more.
What do you feel about that album now?
I look back and I'm like, wow, you can feel the power in the album. That's why I went platinum, because that we put all that energy into it. That, you know what I'm saying? That fucking aggressive, fucking negative energy is all, and it's positive energy at the same time, but all of that energy in that album combines with the reason why the album was so successful, you know what I'm saying? Because it was like, fuck that, nobody's stopping us. We're gonna make a hit, we're gonna go on tour, we're gonna come back safe, nothing's gonna happen, this is gonna be a success, you know what I'm saying? And that's exactly what happened, you know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you, that whole Little Kim shit on the remix with Foxy, that make some tension between you and Nori and Pone and...
Nah, ain't made no tension.
Okay, good.
So we was all, you know, Pone's from the block, from that block, you know what I mean? So, and Nori was always coming to the hood, we all, you know, we had a little personal little differences, a little personal shit that happened, but you know, that's not even here nor there. But we let put that in the past, and that's cool, we cool with them, you know what I'm saying? So they, we won't let nothing like that. Some bitches arguing, let us fucking, you know what I'm saying? We had beef with each other. We doing real shit. Like, as Nori, as Pong, like, niggas has been through some shit, son. You know what I'm saying? Like, Lord, like, we would never let nothing like that get us mad. We've been through way worse. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but there's still longevity, though. You know what I mean?
Word.
Y'all niggas still around.
No doubt.
I'm sorry. A lot of niggas
around, man.
Word. So let's go to Infamy, which was, I don't know, I think the hood was looking at you a little different when you came with that.
Yeah,
with the 112 and kissing bitches on the video.
Dang.
And then that was 2001 as well with the whole Jay shit. So I'll let you start it from there.
Yeah, I mean, when we did Infamy, that was around the time where, you know, Nas, he started coming around more. Because like, at first, you know, Nas didn't really take too kind to me when I first came to the hood. And he actually told niggas I was corny, you know what I'm saying? And like, he had me to go solo and all that kind of shit. And it got back to me. So I was like, well, he said that. I was like, damn. And that shit kind of hurt me, you know what I'm saying? Because I just came to Queensbridge, and I didn't want niggas to start saying, like, word, Pete corny, fuck yeah, you can't hang out with us no more. You know what I'm saying? We don't want no corny ass niggas with us. So that shit kind of hurt inside. I was like, fuck that. That's, by him saying that, I swear everything I love, word to my kids, word to everything. By Nas saying that to my man Twin, that I was corny and had me to go solo. The Twin came back and told me, I was like, yo, by him doing that, that's what made me ill with the rhymes. Because I was like, what? He said, what? I'm going to show him. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, nah, after that. That's when I made Shook Ones. That's when I made all that shit. My rhymes changed from that point on. That's when my rhymes changed. Because I used to rhyme like some kiddie voice type shit, like when Juvenile had it. You could tell we were young, we had the kids' voice and shit. But when I heard Nas say that shit, I was like, hold on, I gotta show this nigga, this shit is serious. Like, I can do this for real. Let me show everybody. Fuck that. He just put the fuel on my fire when he said that. And I just started really, like, paying attention to what I was saying. Like, ain't nobody gonna say nothing I say is weak. You know what I'm saying? And I started going hard. So, you know what I mean? After that, I never felt no kind of way towards Nas after that either. You know what I mean? I always thank him in my mind. I'd be like, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have, you know what I mean? I wouldn't have been what I am today. You know what I'm saying? So in my mind, I always look up to Nas. You know what I'm saying? I always look up to him for that reason and because he's an ill writer. You know what I'm saying? He got ill songs, he got ill music. So I always look up to Nas. You know what I mean? And I never felt like any animosity, or I never felt any, like, you know what I'm saying, like, jealousy or anything, you know what I'm saying? But I was satisfied with my own success, you know what I'm saying? I never felt like I wanted what Nas had, or he owes me something, or I never felt any kind of way towards Nas, you know what I'm saying? Because he said that to Twin, you know what I mean? I always took it and turned it into something positive, you know what I'm saying? So, around the time of Infamy, Nas had started hanging out around more, because I was working on Murder Music, the movie, and I was shooting a movie for Queensbridge and for Mobb Deep. I wanted people to see how we was living, like, what was going on. Like, people didn't get a chance to ever see that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, yo, Queensbridge need a movie, man. Mobb Deep need a movie. People just, like, come inside the pub, be on the block, niggas to see what niggas is doing, you know what I'm saying? How niggas be hustling. Like, we need to really make a movie about this shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, and so I started doing that, and I said to myself, I was like, you know what? I'm going to make this movie, and I'm going to let certain niggas that I choose, you know what I'm saying, to be play the parts, you know what I'm saying? Instead of trying to get with actors, I'm going to get certain niggas that I choose and that I think can handle that job, I'm going to get them to do it. So I went to Tim Lord. That's Nas man, you know what I'm saying? I went to Lord. I was like, yo, son, got this boom movie part. He was like, alright, P, yeah, I'll do it for you, P. He probably thought I was bullshitting, right? And like, a year later, from when I told him, he was like, oh, shit, you wasn't playing, son. He was like, yo, good looking, son. You got me in the movie and shit. This is a gangster, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, yeah, it's nothing, nigga. This is what you deserve, this. Everybody out here, we need a movie, son. The world need to see this shit, you know what I mean? So told Noy, played the part, told Twin, told everybody, Littles, Link, everybody's in that motherfucker, son. I got everybody in the movie, Nas, everybody. And when Nas started seeing this, he was like, damn, he making me look bad. Because why didn't I do this first? You know what I'm saying? Like, because this was kind of late. That's why I did the movie, because it was like, why nobody ever did a movie about this shit? Like, this is, we in, like, 99, son. We should have been did a movie back in, like, 97, 96 or something. Remember when Nas first came out, somebody should have been like, yo, they need a movie about their life and their hood, you know what I mean? I was like, fuck that, I'm going to do it, you know what I mean? Like, fuck it, don't talk about it, be about it, just do it, nigga. So I wrote that shit, like, fuck it, I'm going to do this shit. I got everybody together, got everybody in the movie, everybody got in that motherfucker. Niggas that don't even get along with each other. And you know, because I didn't know certain shit. Like, my man, Uncle Lameek, Havoc's uncle, he didn't really get along with Tim Lord in the hood. But I didn't know that, because that was shit from back in the day, you know what I'm saying?
G-shit.
But a lot of niggas from the hood knew that. So when I put, it was just like by chance that I said, yo, you play this part and you play this part, and they interacting with each other in the movie. So niggas came up to me and like, yo, the niggas don't really get along. That's ill that you got them to play that shit, son. I'm like, yo, that's kind of crazy when I found that out. I was like, I didn't even know that, you know what I'm saying? So shit like that. And, you know, Nas was just like, you could tell. He never said that, but I could just, you know, I'm pretty smart. I could just, you know, observe how people were feeling by their actions and their movements, and, you know, just seeing certain things. You could tell he was kind of upset that he didn't do it first. And people might have been telling him, like, yo, why you ain't doing it? Why you got PP out here doing that shit? Da, da, da.
Two different styles, too, though.
Yeah. So, we were in Soundtrack, and Nas started booking sessions right next door to us. You know what I mean? Out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, now, he always looking at some, you know, that's Nas, huh? He the Hit Factory, or he's somewhere ill, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's in Bermuda doing his album or something. So fucking, I was like, damn, he coming over here with us? All right, cool. So I'm doing songs for the movie soundtrack. And not only did I get everybody from the hood in the movie, but on the soundtrack, I got all the new rappers from the hood. You know what I'm saying? I was getting all the new niggas, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, done with seeing that too. And people was probably going back to him telling like, yo, he's doing a lot for QB, son. What are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, and I never, like I said, this wasn't on my mind. This is not the reason why I'm doing this, to make Nas look bad. Or, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing it because this is what needs to be done. You know what I'm saying? So, Nas start booking sessions. So, I go over there and say, what's up? What up, my nigga? We kicking and shit. So, he's like, yeah, I'm working on a QB album. I'm like, word. Like, yeah, yeah. So I'm like, okay. Hell yeah. But it was a Queensborough album. It wasn't a Queensbridge album. You know what I'm saying? He's getting everybody from Queens, like, LL, you know, every rapper from Queens, like, Run DMC, whoever was from out there, he's going to put him on an album. I'm like, all right, that's cool. Hell yeah. And somebody else told me he was doing that. So, and the niggas that told me he was doing that told me before that Nas told me, right? They was like, yo, Nas is working on it. I'm like, what? And then when they told me, they was like, yeah, it's a Queensborough album. Why he's not doing a Queensbridge album, son? That's that bullshit. He fuck Queensborough album. That's just supposed to be the QB album. His man new rappers from the hood. Why he not doing it? I'm like, well, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? We gonna do it, though. You know what I'm saying? So we doing it. And he came to the studio, he told me that, I was like, okay, that's hot. So I was like, yo, you know what we need to do? This is what I told Sam. So you know what we need to do? I said, for real, Sam, this nigga Jay-Z is taking little jabs at us, son, songs. I said, if you listen to Corp Up Alone, where I'm from, Marcy, son, the nigga, not only does he got the plastic cup in his hand and he got the football jersey, but the nigga said a line in his rhyme where he said, I'm from a place where you and your man, you and your little man's hung out in every verse in your line. So when I heard that, I was like, who Jay talking about? Who's talking about hanging out with Marcy in their rhyme? So I'm thinking about, I'm like, no. Then I thought about Trife Life. In my verse, I said, Jetta through Marcy, because these ain't bagging me. That's because I was out there. You know what I'm saying? I was fucking with my niggas from Marcy, my niggas from Sumner, my niggas from Tompkins. That's where I be at, you know what I'm saying? Before all that Jay-Z shit, you know what I'm saying? These are my niggas I went to school with, you know what I'm saying? So,
my nigga Illa G, you know what I'm saying, certain other niggas. So now, I ain't peep it back then when that song came out, Marcy's song first came out, but down the line, when I'm in the studio talking with Nas around that time, I started peeping it. I was like, oh, he talk about me in that song, yo. And he bit our little shit with the plastic cups in the hood. Because before that, Jay, if you do the knowledge and you do the homework and you do the research and history of it, Jay-Z was on some speedboat in the Bahamas, Versace type of shit. Then Shook Ones came out. Then Jay came with the plastic cups, football jerseys, in the projects, blah, 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 take a little jazz us in the round. I'm like, oh, shit. So I said, yo, Nas, what we need to do is go at this nigga. Because number one, he got his little man trying to shit on you, talking about how your life is written and all this shit. That's when Memphis Bleak trying to take a little jazz and Nas. I was like, yo, son, these niggas is going at us. Like, subliminally, like, taking a little jazz. Like, fuck that, son. We need to go at them niggas. Let's make a song about them, son. He like, nah, light up. He like, nah, that nigga ain't nobody to be going at, son. He ain't nobody to be going at. I'm like, son, I'm telling you, son, it's gonna be a problem, son. We need to address it now. He like, nah. I'm like, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? Because in my mind, I'm like, I'm addressing it on my own anyway. I don't give a fuck what this nigga do. You know what I'm saying? I love you, Nas, but fuck, I'm a handle this. You know what I'm saying? You bugging. So, during that same time, when he's in the studio next to us, all of a sudden, I find out Littles just did a song on the QB album. Oh, all right, ain't nothing wrong with that. Oh, Bars and Hooks just did a song on the well, ain't nothing wrong with that. Oh, so-and-so just did a song. Hold up. This nigga coming over here trying to infiltrate and get in with my niggas, like trying to intercept niggas and shit. I'm putting it down together, and he's trying to intercept. Like, now he trying to do the same thing. Now I find out that the Queensborough album changed to the Queensbridge album, the QB album. Now I'm like, oh, I see what this nigga is doing. And during the same time when he came to the studio, he started calling my crib. Like, I would come home and my girl be like, yo, Nas called. I'm like, what? Nas never called me before. Like, that was amazing to me. I'm like, nah, I missed this call. Shit, call that nigga back. What's the number? You know what I'm saying? I'll call that nigga back. What up, son? He like, yo, what up, nigga? There ain't nothing. I'm like, wow, Nas getting like a little cooler with me and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow, this shit feel ill. But at the same time, I'm not stupid. At the same time, like, damn, it takes for us to go platinum. It takes for us to, like, know what I'm saying? Like, blow up for this. Now that he want to be cool and shit. Know what I'm saying? Like, man, we should have been close back then. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When we was trying to get close. When we was doing songs together. But he was too on his high horse to be fucking with niggas. But then when we went platinum, it was like, niggas started saying, oh, Mobb D better than Nas. Or Prodigy better than Nas now.